spent about 2 years and about $50,000 converting this space from office space into a performance venue, and we're hoping that tonight we will rip it apart.
You mean we're looking for the money?
Yeah. Because those beige envelopes on the walls, those are just...
The idea is we're going to ask the audience members to participate and perform some challenges that we have. And for every challenge that's successfully completed, we will give you another letter of an anagram. Are they is it an anagram when you're...
Yeah,
Scramble. And how many letters in total? Should we tell them that at least?
There's going to be 10 letters.
10 letters. Mm-hmm. And once they have all 10 letters, all they have to do is unscramble them.
Right.
But a smart anagrammist, anagrammer.
What would a smart anagrammer do?
We're both so dumb. A smart anagrammer could possibly solve the riddle after 8 letters.
It's possible.
And make a run for the money.
Mm-hmm. It could happen.
Yeah, and actually walk away. So there are how many people here? 30?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone here has a 1 in 30 chance. Well, the smarter people have a higher, like people that are good at word scrambles.
Anagrammers.
Anagrammers, as they're called. Oh, I see how it works. So the dumber guys are, that's not fair, really.
Keep going with this. This is working really well. The dumb people, the smart people,
the dumb people,
the anagrammers.
Here, the dumb people here, and you were pointing them out as they came in. They have less of a chance. They're anagram challenged. Okay, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have kids here.
Yep.
So you got to be friendly about
it. Yeah, so don't mention the masturbatorium too many times.
Yeah, that's right. Although pretty soon the kids that are here are going to be saying this. Oh, that's what Andy was talking about. This is a bit of all right. How long has this been going on?
Remember,
that's what they'll be saying.
Remember two nights ago we were on the air and you said, is it going to be a family-friendly show?
Yeah.
And I said, that's up to you. And you didn't know what I was talking about. It's like your body floats.
No, let's be good. Let's be good from this point on.
Okay.
Okay, family friendly.
Family friendly. Try not to say it.
I won't say it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you want to just get started with our first
yeah,
challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, was that enough foreplay?
Absolutely.
That was it?
Yep.
That was $5 worth of foreplay?
Well,
people
with
paid
the
$5.
Including the false start, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the
they
people here actually got $10 worth of foreplay. The people
they'll get to tell their grandchildren they heard a little banter that nobody else heard.
All right, well, we're going to start off with an Andy Breckman classic. We need a volunteer from the audience who will come up on stage, and Andy will try to get you to say no.
In 1 minute,
is there anybody who thinks that they would be good at this? Andy will try to trick you into saying no.
Oh, this is too easy. Okay. Come on up, Zane.
And all right, Zane, come on up on stage.
Give him a mic. So Zane, you're playing this for yourself, but you're also really playing it for the rest of the audience.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the rules. We're going to start a 1 minute clock, and I'm going to try to trick you into saying no. You have to respond to everything I say. Okay. You have to respond. You can't just stand there and nod or be quiet.
Strategy.
Okay. And I might try to trick you. You have to acknowledge that.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
All right. All right, wait, should we wait? Do you have anyone else coming? Should we wait for them? No, should we wait, or do you want to?
Yeah, I think we should wait.
Okay, so we'll just wait.
The minute's going, so.
Okay. Hey, Zane, what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Uh-huh. What's your teacher's name?
I have more than one.
What's your English teacher's name?
Lee Moore.
Mrs. Lee Moore?
Yes.
Is that the one? Wait, I heard you had a crush on a teacher. Is that right? I heard you really have a bad crush on her. Is it her? That's her, right? You're in love with her, aren't you? Zane? Zane?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Have you seen Mrs. Lee Moore? Who would not be in love with her?
What's the name of your science teacher?
Leah.
And is that a good class?
Yes.
You getting good grades in your science?
Yes.
Oh, I just made you say it. You just said it.
Said what?
I got him. That's it.
I did not say it.
No, you just did. You just said it. So the game's over.
60 seconds. Zane does it.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Zane, I've never seen anybody beat Andy at that game before.
I've been outsmarted.
I was going to say, no in Spanish, but I didn't know if that counted or not.
Well, I wouldn't have known what you meant. That's fantastic. Well, I'm very impressed. And I guess the audience has just, thanks to Zane, won their first letter.
And the first letter goes up on the board. Mike, the first letter is R.
Mike. R.
Ooh, R.
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 So everybody get your anagram generators out on your iPhones.
Maybe it's some. Maybe it's in a Ronvelope. Is there a Ronvelope here?
A Rello Ronvelope?
Yeah. A Rello Ronvelope. It's good to make yourself laugh because it cuts down on entertainment expenses.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to movies or anything.
All right,
Andy. Just make myself laugh.
For our next challenge, we are looking for somebody who can come up on stage and play a song on the keyboard perfectly for 1 minute.
This is a 1 minute long song. You can play anything you want, but you can't make any mistake, not a false note. And you're doing this not just for yourself. Think above.
Any volunteers?
Think bigger than yourself. Oh, this is, well, is this fair? He's on staff.
Well, he's a DJ. Does that make him on staff?
I don't know. I guess, you're right. Most people, when you think staff, you think a paycheck.
Veronica, can you come up with the microphone?
Okay. What will you be playing for us?
Hello by Lionel Richie.
Okay, but now you know the rules. One false note. Wait, how will we know if there's a false note? We'll just know.
You'll know.
Okay.
It'd be like fingernails on a blackboard. Andy, you have to sing. Hello. Go ahead.
Wait, I'm listening. Wait, I don't want to give this clue away. Whoa! Oh! There it is! Yes! Yes! I'm gonna go home with some money. I love it. I love it.
All right, do you want to do the...
Some people wonder if there's a God in heaven. I think I just proved that there is.
Shall we do the WFMU DJ challenge now?
Or we can do the Evan Breckman riddle challenge.
Okay, the Evan Breckman riddle challenge.
Okay, here's how it works. My 8-year-old son, likes to make up riddles, and he made up a new one. And I can bring you on stage. I can tell you I can ask you the question, you know, the riddle. And if you guess it correctly, you will have earned this audience a letter. So we need a volunteer to come up on stage. I should give you a little warning. My son, Evan, is a comedic genius.
Can we have a sample? A sample Evan riddle?
Here's a riddle that he wrote last year. Why did all the musical instruments fly away?
I don't know.
The answer to that, I don't know.
That's
probably
pretty,
the greatest joke ever written.
That's pretty great.
Okay, so here's another riddle. We just need someone up from the audience. If no one comes up, there's no letter.
All right, okay. Take the stage.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for helping out.
My pleasure.
Okay, again, just as a hint, my son is a genius. Here's the riddle.
Okay.
What is the grossest kind of pencil?
I don't know.
that's a good guess. Do you want to? No, that's not the right answer to this riddle. Do you want to think about it for a minute? I guess the audience can help. Wait, you got it? Well, you should. I guess the. Is it okay if the audience helps?
Sure. Yeah.
I need help.
Wait. How about this? Wait. Before you say anything. Before you say anything. The next answer you give is your final answer. So you can get help from the audience.
Yes, but I need help. Okay. Give me help. Number two.
That's correct.
Yay!
Thank you. Well played. Well played, audience.
And the next letter goes up, and it is A.
Oh.
Letter A.
Ra.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. My friend Ra is here sitting in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one with the big envelope sticking out of his pocket. Maybe it's in that envelope.
People have asked me whether the money is hidden on your person.
Well, I would say it might be.
So it's okay if people... Oh, I thought you were giving an invitation for people to come and touch you all over.
No, we
for
don't.
A second there. I know how much you love that.
I don't like getting touched.
No, you don't like getting touched. Not at all.
No, physically or emotionally.
Yeah.
Now you're doing both. That's physical and emotional.
All right. Okay. How about the WFMU DJ challenge now?
Now, I could not pass this.
No,
challenge.
You could not. We're looking
so
for
what
somebody.
Have you done? You've recorded.
I've got three WFMU DJs, the voices of three WFMU DJs.
But seriously, how could anyone know this? Anyone.
Very short samples of each DJ, and we're looking for somebody in the audience who can come up on stage and try to identify all three. And we're giving away a letter for each, or...
Whatever you, but there's no way anyone could do this. They would have, in order for someone to solve this puzzle, they'd have to listen to the station.
Exactly.
So come on.
Is there anybody who feels that they're qualified to do this? Veronica, we have to vet our contestants. Danny, why do you think you'd be good at this?
Probably because I've pledged to about 30 different shows.
Very well. And we have somebody else back there who thinks that they'd be good at it.
He's clearly unstable. And should not be allowed anywhere near us.
Well, I pledged to 31 shows.
Oh.
All right, well, let's let the audience decide by
Wait, 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 no, wait. Why don't you have Danny also make a follow-up statement? Danny, do you really think you'd be more qualified than this other fellow?
It's Dan versus Ike.
Oh, it's Dan versus Ike?
Yeah.
Most of the shows I pledged to are still on.
Woo! Snap!
Rebuttal?
Yeah, I think he might have me there.
Okay.
All right, everybody in favor of Dan, please clap. And everybody in favor of Ike, please clap. Sorry, Ike.
Oh, no.
Dan gets it.
Okay, Dan.
Okay, Serge.
No, wait. Do you want to give any hints? Are these people still currently on
the air? These are all DJs currently on the air. And Serge, okay. Are you ready with the CD? Make sure it only plays one track at a time. We're ready with track number one.
They know that you, like, you're a little bit of a demon. Dogs are dumber. 201, 201.
Her head is hanging in shame. It's Frangry.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
It is?
Yes.
Frangry is on the air now?
Yes, she is.
Oh, wow.
I mean, on the schedule right now.
You know, just from that little snippet, it sounds like a fantastic show.
She's right here.
I'm loving it. Hey, Frangry, great show.
Okay, Serge, we're ready with track number two.
She will be appearing on John.
Nope, that's track number three. Let's go with track number
track two. Track three is Irwin, I think.
Oh, yes. For the love of God.
And track number two.
These are like the most popular DJs.
She will be appearing on John.
Take it out of play mode.
209 WFMU. Our mics are in mono. We are ready to receive your calls.
Bronwyn, I call her like every week.
All right.
Wait a minute. Those are... Honestly, Ken.
And the third letter goes on the board. It is
Ken,
the letter I.
You picked the three big guns. You picked the only ones I've heard of. You didn't pick the obscure four in the morning graveyard guys.
Which one of those three shows is your favorite?
Well, I'd like them. Railroad tie. It's under the railroad tie. Wait, are these going up in order?
No.
Okay.
No, it's word scramble. Remember anagrammers?
Would you admit that Mike has the best handwriting you've ever seen?
It's really great. Yeah. What font are you writing in there, Mike? Is that in Futura? Helvetica. Well done. Yeah. All right. What's your favorite font, Andy?
Because they've watched that documentary 20 times. What's the name of that documentary?
I believe it's called
Helvetica.
It's called Helvetica.
Helvetica.
Yeah. Is that your favorite font?
My favorite documentary about fonts.
It's not the only one.
No, Afro Whores has some fun.
Oh, that's
in
right.
It.
That's about Comic Sans.
You're yeah,
right. Forgot.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why they chose that title. It's a marketing decision.
The next challenge is to somebody come up on the stage and read some Hebrew.
So we're looking
it is,
for
it is Shabbos.
We're looking for a
all.
Jewess, probably, or a Jew,
or a Jew,
or someone who's Jew-ish. Oh, fantastic!
All right, Katie, come on up on stage.
Katie, where did you learn to read Hebrew?
It was called Communal Hebrew School in New Orleans.
Well, no, wait.
Oh, it's one of those Christian Hebrew schools.
No, it's
a very, very Reform Hebrew school.
Yeah, Reform.
Closed on Jewish holidays.
Does it have vowels?
It does.
Yes.
No, wait. I'm going to pick a line. Wait. My daughter Molly is learning Hebrew now, so I've been doing homework.
So you've
with
absorbed
her.
It by osmosis.
Well, I've been doing her homework with her, so I wait a minute.
For her.
For her. Mm-hmm. Well, we have people to do the homework for. we bring people in. Okay, read this. Read the first six words there.
This is the first time I've ever seen you drop your glasses down on your nose.
Well, because
it's
so
scholarly.
Well, I don't have bifocals.
Do you only do this for Hebrew?
Because I can't do bifocals, so that's where I am. Someday you'll be 59 years
okay,
old.
First okay, first six words.
Yeah.
Lamana zecha.
Hold on. Lamana zecha, correct?
Mizmor.
Hold on.
Lidor.
Mizmor. Correct.
Lidor.
Lidor. Correct. This is great radio. This is what makes FMU special.
Ad Anah Adonai.
Special in that way that we know what's special. We all know. Wait, what is it?
I just did all three.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait.
Ad Anah Adonai.
Ad Anah Adonai. Is that Adonai there?
Yeah, that's, you're not actually
like
supposed to spell it out.
Because you don't spell it out, because it's the God. It means
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like an abbreviation. I have to admit, I think
it's
right.
It's really Yahweh, but you're not supposed to say that.
Oh, okay. And in case anyone's wondering, let me translate what was just read. The oppressed can appeal only to God, which is true, by the way.
Yeah.
They've got no other recourse. They're oppressed.
Totally.
Totally.
All right.
Yeah.
The Hebrew challenge.
Hebrew challenge. It was great. You earned it. You earned the letter. And we just did a little something for the oppressed listeners out there.
What did you do exactly for
them? We gave them a little hint. They can appeal to God.
Okay.
Yeah. No use appealing to you or me.
And the fourth
letter?
The fourth letter goes
what
up
what could
there.
It be?
It is N.
Wait, now do you think people... Rain. You spelled the word rain, but of course those letters are scrambled.
That's correct, Andy.
It's just coincidentally they spelled the word rain.
Correct.
No, wait. Let me just ask you something, Kenny. If somebody thinks that they know where this money is hidden, can they make a play for it now?
There should be some penalty if they do that and fail, don't you think?
I don't know. We're just ad-libbing things. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because we have way more than half an hour to go in the show.
And it would be a disaster.
Exactly.
We'd have to read more Hebrew text.
Yeah, or play fantasy bingo.
Yeah. So it would be a disaster. Okay, so we've got to get a little more letters.
Yeah, you can throw that holy book on the floor now, Andy.
No, I will not.
No, let's go ahead.
I kiss it, and then I throw it on the floor. Always kiss it first. Yeah. I learned how to do that because I saw you kicking around the Quran earlier. Up in your office.
I was just kicking it around
You were burning that. I know it was cold, but there are other things to burn.
I was kicking it around that hilarious statue of Muhammad on your front lawn. The one that's made out of bacon. Oh, wait, it's hilarious. If you're in Madison, New Jersey, stop by.
Or come on down to Montgomery Street and watch us play Jihad Bingo. Wait, Jihad.
Jihad
what is
Chicken.
It? Jihad Chicken. That's the scariest game anyone's ever played.
Andy Breckman.
Because they're bullies.
Breckman in Madison, New Jersey. Yeah. Eight-foot-tall statue of Muhammad.
And if you're cold after standing in my yard, come on up to Ken's office. We're burning Korans. Warm yourself.
Well, that's so far away.
A grand Everybody knows. Bonfire.
That's a well, fire really hazard.
Yeah. Go ahead. Give our address out again.
I wouldn't burn Korans inside my office.
I get so scared
Are
making these jokes. I get so scared. If somebody came in, I'd
does jihad
offer
chicken?
Them. I'd offer them all the money that we've hidden. Somebody came in and was offended.
What makes you more uncomfortable, jihad chicken or me touching?
No, they're both terrible. I can't win. Okay, so where are we doing? Wait, so we have four letters up.
Right.
We're at the half hour mark. Wait, no, you started. We started at 8:10. We had a false start.
8:07. Yeah.
8:07. Mm-hmm. So we're not at the halfway mark. So are we on schedule?
We are on schedule.
You want to do more banter?
No, I think we can go with some of the more difficult.
Okay.
Some of the more difficult.
Yeah.
Challenges here. We're looking for somebody who can come on stage now and answer three questions without ever using the letter E.
That's and a anybody, very popular letter.
That's a, oh. All right, David.
Come on, David. Up. Okay, let's give him a microphone.
And you have to lay out the rules, Andy.
Well, I'm now making this up as I go along, but I guess, David, I'll ask you three questions. You have to respond in complete sentences. But
gotcha.
None of the words can contain the letter E.
Gotcha.
Wait, gotcha. G-O-T.
C-H-A. Yes,
C-H-E-A.
No.
Gotcha.
There's
okay.
There's no E.
Okay. David, tell us about your life. Tell us about your childhood.
It was hard.
Hold on. Okay.
But.
Oh, he's good.
Not without fun.
Damn!
Very good.
Hold on, wait. I got two other questions. I feel like Rumpelstiltskin. Damn! Somebody must have told you. My name was. Okay. David, tell us about a movie that you saw recently.
I saw a film about stars. And folk who...
Oh, you've trapped yourself.
Who you're in a go to stars.
Didn't they go to the pretty stars? All right, my last question. What was the name of that movie? Yeah!
Star Wars.
Oh!
Yes! David does it. Well done, David. And the next letter goes up. It's another letter A.
Outplayed. Wow. He's quick.
And we now have five of our 10 letters up. Once we reveal all 10 letters, it's a word scramble that gives away the hint of where $264 is hidden inside Monty
Hall. Wait, we should say what the letters are so people at home can play along, people listening.
Yes, we have R-A-I-N-A. Raina.
Raina.
It's a woman's name.
It's not a woman's name.
It is.
It's not a woman's name. I'll bet you $50 there's no woman named Raina spelled that way.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. No one would spell their name like that.
I know a woman named Raina who spells
But not spelled that way.
Yeah.
Raina. Wait, isn't it spelled here R-A-A-I-N?
$50.
No, hold on, wait.
You know what I'd like to do with
that $50? I can't lose any more money.
I'd like to add it to the $264.
Well, there's room in the envelope.
Yeah.
There's no room in the T-shirt out front. Ah! Why did I blurt that out?
Okay.
Oh, wait. Mike, are you looking for the name? Oh.
Yes.
$50. Google. Damn you, Google. Ever since Google was invented, I've been an idiot.
Is the singer named Raina?
No, Raina. Not. Yeah. Wait, spelled that way?
R-I-I-N-A.
Oh, wait, the singer. No. Oh, the singer, yeah.
No, I meant... Oh, yeah. No, I misspoke. I said, I bet you there's no good woman.
There's
good
actually...
Good woman named Raina.
But
there's 3,
I think that woman is.
There's 3,200 women in the U.S. named Raina, spelled that way.
All the personification of evil.
So the jackpot's now up to
$314. No, it's not. You can't get more money from me.
Whoever
it's blood
whoever
from
finds
a stone.
The money gets it.
Why do I talk? Why do I say anything?
All right, we're looking for somebody who can come up on stage. We're looking for somebody.
Oh, she's cute. That's Raina. I love that's Raina. Well, did you know this? I know something about Raina you don't know. She has $264 of my money up her ass right now. Yes, the money's in Raina, and she's waiting out front.
Way to keep it family friendly, Andy.
Wait, why do I say these things? Seriously, no joking around. What's wrong with me?
All right, we're looking for somebody who can come up on stage and identify a classic rock guitar solo.
We're going to play a little snippet from a classic song, a guitar solo.
WFMU DJs are ineligible for this one.
Or anyone that's listened to any amount of rock and roll should be ineligible.
Yeah, it's not a difficult one to identify.
Okay, no one, so that's no letter. Okay, perfect. No. Oh. No one volunteered.
Come up on stage. Come up on stage. Serge. Serge, please get ready with track number 4. Please make sure it doesn't go into track
Hi, how
number
are you?
5.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going great now that you're here.
Oh, super.
Now, what makes you qualified to identify these guitar solos?
I played in a band that played crappy rock songs for 20 years.
Ineligible.
Ooh.
Unfair. Okay.
Sounds like a ringer.
I wonder if, now, Ken, are we going to hear any guitar solos that this gentleman might have played in his band?
Maybe.
Okay, here we go.
Track number 4, Serge.
Got it.
You got it?
He's got it.
Blue Sky.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Wait, do we have more?
That's one. We're going too fast, so I'm spreading them out. That's
okay.
Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers. All right. The next letter is N.
Another N?
That's a weird N, Mike.
It is, Mike. Mike is
now. Oh, I see. He's gone italicized on us. Okay.
Uh-huh. You know what's great about Mike? I think he really thinks about how he's going to make the next letter. I love that. Okay.
All right.
So it's R-A-I-N-A, Raina. You know, there's Korean...
No, Raina.
Raina, yeah, Korean singer. Like the Korean singer?
What are you talking about?
And then an N.
Yeah, R-A-I-N-A-N. And 6 of the 10 letters.
That's 6 of the 10 letters. Wait. So wait, we're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, we are running ahead of schedule.
What are we going to do with the rest of the time?
Fantasy bingo. I've been dying to play fantasy bingo.
I've been dying to do some clog dancing.
Oh, don't let me stop you.
Well, if there's time. If there's time.
Clog dance. Clog dance. Clog dance.
I don't.
Clog dance.
I don't.
Clog dance.
You're very
clog
kind.
Dance.
I
clog
don't.
Dance.
No, I don't. I don't have my clogs with me.
Oh.
Isn't it enough you saw me throw the Haftarah down on the floor? Isn't that entertainment enough for everyone?
All right, the next challenge, it might be a difficult one. We need somebody who can come up on stage and MC while the
Can
entire...
they answer 3 questions using only the letter E?
Okay. Let's do that one.
Oh, no, let's not. I just like to make myself laugh. Because nobody else is doing it. Oh, Andy.
You want to win
How do you do it, Andy? This is me talking to myself. I wonder what you're going to say next. That's me talking to myself. Thank you, Andy. That's me. Thank you, Andy, for entertaining me all day. That's me talking to myself.
And then what
does
Andy say to that?
No problem. That's why I'm here. What does Ken say to Ken?
Get me the hell out of here. All right, we want somebody to come up on stage and MC while the audience tries to name every member of Andy and my family.
Oh, I see. So you don't have to name every member of the family, but you have to get audience members to help you do it. But if you say a wrong name, that's it. your limit. It's
over. Right, and we're going to give them 2 minutes.
There's no letter.
We're going to give them 2 minutes, and you can either give
them...
So
you think between
give the names out as they go, or you can think about it.
You think between these 30, 35 people, these people know every member of our families?
Yeah, but there's probably going to be conflicting opinions.
Guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they have to identify the relationships?
No.
Also?
Well, they have to... Well,
so
in
easy.
My case, they have to say, in my case, 1 to 10, how much I love them. They have to name them and then give me the number. And no looking at my chart. I make a chart every Friday. No, I'm kidding. I love them all.
Equally?
I love them equally.
No.
8.
It's not.
And I love them all. I love them all equally, but it's an 8. But it's equal. You love your kids differently, but it averages 8.
Good God. Okay, who would like to be the MC for this?
Seriously,
for this
what is
episode?
My problem? Okay, here we go.
All right, David's going to be the MC.
Okay.
And now
so
what we're going to do
minutes.
Is...
Now, do they have to name... So it's just immediate family. How will I know if he's right?
Can you remember everybody in your immediate family?
Well, see... Yeah, okay. I can. Although, my family, it's a little confusing because my wife is also my daughter. So it gets a little confusing.
You would only name her once.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you would not name her twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any more incest?
What does that mean?
Well, no, it was an incest joke.
Yeah.
It's your way of staying family friendly.
It's my way of staying edgy, Ken. That's the kind of humor the kids like. Incest
All right, so
humor.
David, it's up to you and it's up to the crowd how you do this. You have 2 minutes.
Okay.
You can either blurt them out, but you can't give out a wrong name, and you have to get them all.
You can't say one. So you guys could shout out wrong names, but
right. Okay. It's starting now,
David. If you say if David
Ken
says it,
only
counts.
One family. It'll be easy to start with his. Ken's wife is Hank. Ken's got a son,
Harry.
Ken's got a daughter,
Daisy.
All
Wait,
right.
Hold on. Is that right?
That's all right. Yeah.
Then there's right. Ken's secret family. No.
That's right.
Okay. Then there's Andy's first family.
That's right, my first family.
Mary.
Oh, that's right. My ex is Mary. Oh, yeah.
Two daughters and a son.
How do you know that? That is too creepy to believe. How many kids do you have?
That's for later.
Dear God! That's too weird.
So
I gotta get off the radio.
So, his son from the first marriage.
Josh.
That's right.
Molly.
Not second marriage, but we'll get there.
Rachel.
Rachel's from the first marriage.
That's right. There's a Rachel.
And Julie. That's good.
This is too... No, so I don't like this at all. This is too weird.
So, second family.
Well...
Beth or Bethy.
Yeah, it's Beth, yeah.
Evan.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
And Molly.
Because they call all the time, so you know them. That is, makes me so uncomfortable. You know, all night long I've been shaking people's hands as they do things successfully, but I will not shake hands for that.
All right, the next letter is C.
I'm afraid it's just going to drive the van up my street. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It goes up in Ariel compressed.
Okay.
Okay.
So, hold on. So, we have another letter up there. R-A-I-N-A-N, and now the letter C. What could it be?
Well, speaking of letters, Andy, the next challenge is...
Speaking of letters? That's how you're starting a sentence?
Yeah.
Well, that, no interesting thing has ever been said beginning with speaking of letters. You've just lost half our listening audience.
We're looking for somebody...
He just began a sentence, speaking of letters. This is when I'm turning it off.
We're looking for somebody to come up on stage and recite the alphabet randomly.
Recite all the alphabet randomly.
Randomly.
And they can't repeat any letters.
Right.
And they have to hit all, how many are there?
Quite a few.
Yeah, a lot of letters.
Lots of them. Several dozen.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge that would cross the rabbi's eyes.
The Roman alphabet? No, the regular Roman alphabet.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. No, the regular alphabet.
That's what our alphabet is called, Andy.
Not by me.
The Roman alphabet.
No, I can't do the Hebrew. Could you do the Hebrew alphabet? Randomly?
All right. Anybody want to take the alphabet challenge? The random alphabet challenge.
Okay. If nobody does, how about
If nobody does,
then there's no letter, and I get to go home with the money. There's a better chance of me going home with the money.
I was going to say we'd take away a letter, but that doesn't really work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It can't
work.
The
letter's out there already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't unsee a letter.
Right.
Oh, you could skip a letter. Okay, so nobody's doing it. So that's
nobody
my...
wants to recite. Yes.
No, it's too late.
No, we have a contestant.
Oh.
Please come and take the stage.
Wait. I have to keep track of the alphabet.
Yeah, we'll keep track. Veronica will keep track of the alphabet.
Sure,
yeah, come on up.
On
stage.
Wait, Veronica's going to keep track?
Yes.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me get my head around this.
And how long should we give? 2 minutes?
Whatever. Yeah,
Three minutes.
You know, I was thinking about early in the show, you know, the alphabet as it is, as we've all learned it, is random order. Like somebody had to just...
Tell me more.
Well, somebody had
Andy?
To... I mean, there's the God didn't come down. I mean, Moses didn't go up the mountain and say... And God said, this is how the alphabet has to be.
Go on.
It must have just been accumulated randomly over the years.
This can't be true.
Like, who decided A is first?
I never thought about it that way.
Why do you patronize? This is the smartest thing I've said in 4 years. And you are just mocking me. It's actually a smart... This is an original thought. Go to hell.
No, all of you.
No,
what no, is your you're name? You're absolutely right.
What
Andy.
Is your name?
Jennifer.
Where are you from, Jennifer?
Jennifer, talking to the microphone.
Where are you from, Jennifer?
Jennifer, from Mountainside, New Jersey.
New Jersey has an E in it, so that eliminates...
I can say E.
Oh, yes. This is a different thing. All right.
And we're going to give Jennifer 3 minutes.
Okay. And Veronica, we need all 26 letters, and we can't have
any
repeated.
She can't mention any twice, right?
Yes.
All right.
But wait.
Can I have a pen and paper?
No. Oh, heck no.
Oh, you know what I'll do? Here you go. I'll give you a paper, but no pen. So I'll meet you halfway.
I'd rather have the pen.
No. Here, you can use this,
but
there's
you.
No pen.
Thank
okay, go ahead.
All right, go.
Okay. Z, A.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Oh, can't go in.
Why can't she?
It's got to be random.
No, that's brilliant. Oh, my God.
Okay,
you mean there's no pattern to it?
Well, it's not random.
You can't have it. But how? But maybe she'll know a pattern that you don't recognize. All right, I'm sorry. Whatever you want, Kenny. It's your little station.
So I can't do that?
It's your little Mickey Mouse operation.
Go ahead. Do it however you want.
Okay. Yeah.
Z-A-Y-B-X-C. What comes before X?
The audience is helping.
W.
Her.
Wait, she can't. Yeah, can they help?
They're signing her.
D.
They're using ASL.
Well, this is brilliant because she won't repeat anything.
U.
Oh my God, they're all like gesturing in the air.
Spelling out letters in the air. No, that won't do.
It's like a room full of village people suddenly.
Roman 5. T. F.
Wait, is this all right?
Yeah, so far. You haven't picked up the pattern, Andy?
No, I see the pattern, but...
S. G.
Well, she's going to lose on time.
Oh.
No, she's not.
Okay. Wait, I forget where I was.
Pirate.
Oh. R.
Pirate letter. D. Say D. I don't think you said D yet.
H.
Is that right?
I'm not keeping track.
Right.
Oh, this is melting my brain.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. P.
Yeah.
I lost count.
I love this.
I. And I forgot a Q.
Yeah. Why not?
And then... I missed the V. All right, so B.
No, he said B.
I said B.
Very well.
No.
Hey, where's everybody's brain right now? I'm in SeaWorld.
Oh, it's so hard. I know, it's boring, too, right?
Oh, it's sunny in SeaWorld.
Can I just get the letter?
Hey, they're open till 10.
Okay.
Wait, it's almost time to feed the whales.
K.
I'm having the greatest 10 minutes.
L-N-M.
Don't sit too close. You'll get wet.
Have they gotten over the big scandal of how awful they treated the orcas?
That's what.
I said.
Wait, that's it?
Oh, she did it.
Yeah. That was the worst thing I've ever done, by the way.
Well done, Jennifer.
Well done.
And the next letter is an E.
What could it be? Hold on.
Oh, and we only have two more letters to go.
E, C. Okay. N, A, N, I, A, R. And we have two letters to go, and we have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We have 17 minutes left. What the hell are we going to do with the rest of our time?
There is,
Do you know what Fantasy Bingo means?
There is a very kid.
It's the worst thing you've ever
experienced. Oh, it's the greatest game ever. We actually played Fantasy Bingo one time at a senior citizen's home. It was the greatest 7-second delay moment ever. And
that's right. Bingo. We didn't have any bingo cards.
It did not get recorded.
I called numbers at random, and the old people, on their honor, they were on the honor system, they imagined a card on their lap, and they were filling in the cards using the honor system.
But what actually happened was the entire room of senior citizens were completely confused and sat there silently except for one guy in the back who said, got it!
Yeah.
Every time Andy yelled out a number. He yelled, got it, 5 times, and he won the game.
Every number I called was on his fantasy card. I quickly learned the flaw in Fantasy Bingo.
He knew how the game was played.
He did.
We invited him into the Fantasy Winner Circle.
I learned a lot about human nature
moment.
That day.
All right, the next challenge is one that's near and dear to my heart.
Okay, we will put a letter up, right?
No.
We'll put another letter up if somebody comes up and gives Ken some drugs.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Any kind of drug will do.
Right, any kind of drug.
That's right.
Legal?
Do over-the-counter drugs count also, or strictly prescription and
illegal
drugs?
Anything that will alter
drugs?
His consciousness.
Anything.
Anything at all.
All right.
Congratulations. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How proud I am.
It looks like a bottle of ibuprofen.
I'm very proud of all of you. So we began the show 40 minutes ago saying, we got to keep this family friendly. And here we are,
all right,
soliciting for drugs.
The second to last letter is a B.
Oh, my gosh. Now, just to remind you, there's $264 of my hard-earned money. Well, Tony Shalhoub earned it, really. But of mine, it's mine. And it's hidden somewhere in the theater. It could be in the front room or this room, right?
Right.
And you are getting very close. The audience is getting very close to having all the letters. And once you get all the letters, Ken, you've got to agree with this. We don't say another word, right?
Well, it's a radio show, so we kind of got to keep saying words.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. We'll say words.
Yeah.
No, there'll be no clues.
No more clues, yeah.
I know, Zane, you want it bad. What would you do with the money? We should go around and ask.
Zane,
what would you do with $264 of my money?
I probably would keep it somewhere, and then if I wanted something, I'd probably buy it.
Huh.
You wouldn't.
Could everybody hear that answer? Zane said he would keep the money somewhere, and then if he saw something he wanted, he would probably buy it.
It's crazy talk.
Yeah. I'm glad we have that recorded, Zane, because someday you'll hear how crazy your ideas were when you were this age. We should go around the room and just ask people what they do with the money. I know that nice lady in the back will probably buy some ibuprofen. replace her aspirin. You want to go around the room and ask people what they would do with it?
No, I think we have about 12 minutes left, so.
But we're so close to the final. How many more letters?
We have one more letter to go.
Wait, one more letter to go?
Yeah. One more letter to go, and then people have to unscramble the letters.
But why can't they start working on it now?
Of course they can start working on it now.
Well, the letters are B-E-C-N-A-N-I-A-R. Okay.
Yeah.
We have another... You know what people are doing? They're using some kind of program on their computers.
Yeah, also, there is paper and pen over by Veronica. If anybody wants paper and pen to start to try to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, they're really working on it. They're using computers. They're using computers. They're on the World Wide Web.
Okay, we have another guitar solo.
Wait. What program can do that?
It's an anagram generator.
Anagrammer. No, but okay.
Frangry has a question. Can you bring the microphone over?
Don't tell them how many words it is. I know. We're not doing that. It's not Hangman. No way. I don't want you to succeed. You got it? Well, don't say anything, but make your run for it. Can this kid get it now?
If he thinks he knows, yeah, he can
well,
go.
Don't say anything.
In the meantime, we have another guitar solo that needs to be identified for the final letter. But other than the musician who identified the Allman Brothers.
Wait, is he really solved it? He should try to find it.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, we have another
letter
to identify. Anybody want to take the stage for another classic rock guitar solo?
What's he looking for?
Oh, I see.
What? What is that about?
Reaching
Ken,
up.
Oh. Ken and his hoodlum friends left some beer cans around. Yeah. Oh.
We need somebody to take the stage for the final letter. It's another classic rock guitar solo. It's an easy one.
Okay. For the final letter. Okay.
For the final letter.
Nobody wants that final letter? Okay. So no one has their hand up. That's perfect.
All right. Does anybody want to come up on stage and see if they can hold a note longer than Andy Breckman? That's very easy, trust me.
It is?
Yeah.
Why, because I'm so out of shape?
Yeah.
I can hold a note. Okay, does anyone want to try that? You'd get the final letter. Okay, Zane, you're up.
Okay.
It's the Zane show. What?
Oh, it looks like Danny D has found
what?
The money.
What?
What?
Ah!
You can interview Danny.
You should give
in a beer can.
Wait, but you should split. You should give a little bit to that other guy.
Well, the kids were jumping towards a beer can.
Yeah. Wait, did you solve it or did you let them solve it?
Well, they jumped for one beer can. I noticed there were about 10 other ones.
Oh, you should give the kid a little bit of that money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And wait. Yes, says Zane, the other kid.
No, that's okay.
That's right. So the anagram was.
The anagram was in a beer can.
And you had like 10 beer cans strewn around.
No, yeah. No,
the challenge is I'll spend $200 to fix my finger after I get the money out of the beer can.
Is it in there?
I carefully hacksawed the beer can.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it's in the beer can. So
how do you get it out?
I'll spend $200 carving my finger up,
no,
getting the money out.
No.
Or I could do
You could just take the tape off.
Oh. Yeah, oh, there goes my money. Damn.
Yay!
In a beer can.
And you also owe him. Oh, no, you owe this. You owe the kids.
Yeah,
another,
I think the kid. Those kids.
Another $50.
I think the kids should get a share.
That's fair.
No, I'm not. I can't cough up another $50.
Hey, Andy,
how much do you think
I've
you,
never
how,
met
how much
if,
do you
if
think
there was
you
a,
deserve?
$125.
Wait, what?
$125.
Wow. No.
Explain why you should get $125.
Because he solved it first.
Because I actually didn't notice that there was more than one beer can. So.
But you were the first one to solve the
answer.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Amdo Carey.
Oh, my God. They're fighting among themselves. This is like the end of Sierra Madre.
Yeah, 125.
Where everyone's fighting over the treasure.
No. Video games.
Have you ever negotiated before?
Nope.
Start higher. 125 is where you want to end
up. I think 100. I think what's fair is 100 to this kid who solved it, and 20 to Zane.
He just said 125.
Well, but Zane should share in it.
You know what?
Zane
knew.
No,
you have another 50.
No, I don't have any more money.
You owe another 50.
Zane knew that this kid was onto something, and was leeching on to this kid's work almost immediately, and that's got to be worth.
Come up on stage, Zane. Okay. You come up on stage,
Zane. If you walk away with $20, that's pretty good.
You get on that microphone
because he did. He solved it. What is your name?
Amdo Carey. Most people don't know how to pronounce it, so
I know how to pronounce it. Amdo Carey. Amdo Carey.
Amdo Carey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic. And how did you? And you're the. Oh, look at all these adults here. They were on their computers trying to solve that anagram. And did you just kind of see the letters pop out at you?
Yeah.
And then you looked around for a beer can?
Well, I saw that one as soon as I came in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Ken, I know. Ken put a couple beer cans in plain sight, and the one with the money he kept near him. Not fair. Okay, so what do you think? How should this be distributed?
I think you should all arm wrestle for it.
I think you're all very fair, and you'll find a reasonable. And Zane immediately knew you were onto something. Zane saw dollar signs in your eyes and knew you were the guy to follow.
And Danny, Andy owes you another $50.
Well, I do not have it. I can't. Oh, Raina.
No, it's okay. You can mail it.
I don't believe there's anyone named Raina. It's an internet joke.
You can mail it to him.
What if we do? So that's what, 314 divided three ways? Is that fair?
Yeah, that'd be great. 364.
I'm staying out of it. Yeah.
So each of us, I'll take the 104. I'll take the short end, and they each get 105.
Wow, that's generous of you. Thank you very much.
And I will even go crazy enough that I will take Andy's good faith that he'll give me the 50.
I meet a woman named Raina, and she can prove her name is Raina.
Done.
But I have, in order to really know that it's true, I have to spend weeks with her. And try to trick her and trip her up, because it might be just forged documents that she's showing me. You know, you can always buy a fake ID. I'll need to spend a couple of weeks with her.
So you're going to go to Paris with Raina
and occasionally call her other names.
Trip her up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Betty, pass the salt.
My name's Raina.
Okay, I'll get you yet. Okay, fantastic.
So fair. That should be two Xbox games each.
It's more than generous.
Yeah?
You're splitting the money with the two kids.
Yeah.
And you're all going home.
Definitely.
You're going home with more money than me.
Done.
Thank you very much.
Yay for Andy's money.
All right, and we have time for Fantasy Bingo.
Yay. Okay, we'll play Fantasy Bingo. And the reward for Fantasy Bingo will be, let's see how much money I have left. I'll put money up. For Fantasy Bingo. So everyone imagine a bingo card on their lap. But seriously, no cheating. It's got to be completely above board. Oh, my God. Look, I'm not kidding. I have $2 left. I hate this show. I hate it. Okay, I have $2 for the winner of Fantasy Bingo. Imagine a bingo card on your lap, okay? I have a big bingo wheel. The bingo balls are going to fall out one at a time. Are you ready? Is this how it's done?
This is how it's done.
But seriously, no cheating. If the number is not on your fantasy card, don't say got it. Okay, ready? B17.
Bingo.
That's
impossible.
You can't have bingo.
You can't have bingo with one letter.
Yes.
He's cheating.
His entire board was all B's across the top and all 17s.
Yes.
It's a misprint.
Boy, this is harder than with the senior citizens.
It is. Yeah, these guys are feisty. The senior citizens were, what's the word? Comatose. Okay, ready? 04.
Nobody has it.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's an impossible bingo letter.
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. Oh, you go 1 to 15. Oh.
Oh, you're the worst fantasy bingo caller ever. Wow, Andy.
I can't even think of a number.
You're making me feel bad.
I-24.
Impossible bingo number.
No, that's one, right? That works.
Oh, it does work.
Yeah. Okay, N-30. Okay, G-38. B-4.
This enormous bingo board. It's like 20.
O-52.
DA the DJ is turning away in disgust. So maybe it's time
This is why we should pace ourselves better. Because this extra time is... Man, the only thing worse than this is clogging.
Yeah, Dave, will you take us out?
Okay. Who should we thank, Ken?
We've got to thank DA the DJ, Dave Amos, our own Veronica, Mike Noble. Thank you to Nick the Bard. Thanks to Quinn Christie. Thanks to Ruth Hayduck up in the video booth. Thanks to our sound man, Serge. Thank you to Tony Bunchkowski, to and Joe Magasco.
Nick.
Carol McCrossin. I got Nick right. Bard. Yep.
Okay.
Vincent Clapsy.
Me. Me.
Thank you to Andy Breckman.
Oh, thank you, Ken. That's nice of you to mention.
And thank you to Yvonne.
I would mention me again.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Thank you all for coming.
Stay tuned for Andrea with YOY.
Wow. Okay. Now, seriously, joke's over. I need my money back.
Hey, welcome to 7 Second Delay, everybody. Everybody clap. Great to be back here in Monty Hall. We're doing a live taping, and we've hidden 264.
Coming up on YOY, Grandma Phyllis is fed up. She has a plan.
And I went to the front of the plane where the stewardesses were... excuse me, the flight attendants were hiding. And I said, I need to get off the plane. I need to leave. I have been incarcerated in this plane now for over 2 hours with all the waiting beforehand. no, that's not possible. I said, well, I give you 15 minutes, and then I'm going to make a phone call, and I'm going to call the cops.
What?
I'm going to call the cops.
My theory? Our tolerance for crap vanishes with age. Grandma Phyllis knows what she wants, and she's going to demand it from everyone around her. Stay with us.
My heart is beating.
Why? I'm Andrea Salenzi. The other night, I visited my grandma, Phyllis. We had dinner. And I started the question that I start every interview with. What did you have for breakfast? Even there, she makes it clear that she's mastered her self-knowledge. She knows what she wants, and she's not going to apologize for it.
I forgot to mention that I also had some pieces of pickled herring. I've had a yen for pickled herring recently, and I don't know why, because I'm not pregnant.
Well, pickled herring's delicious.
Yeah, it is. And I saw some the other day, so I bought it. I'm entitled.
We can all learn from her attitude, and that's the focus of today's show. Speaking your mind. Standing up when you want to stand up. Let's begin. I heard a story about you from my mom.
You heard a story about me from your mom.
And she told
a lot of stories to tell.
Yeah, she told me with a bit of disbelief.
Because what?
We were surprised by how the story played out. So I want to hear it from you. I want to hear if you really did this. You were just giving a hypothetical.
If I really did what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you know what you did.
Oh, okay. I booked flight to Columbus, Ohio on probably the worst travel day of the year, which is the day before Thanksgiving. But I have been exceedingly lucky in my travels. Usually within an hour of my flight, I take off. Generally, even less than that. I've just been very lucky about that. I arrive at the airport, and as you know, I use a wheelchair at the airport because of the stresses of the long walk and the fact that I've got all this equipment in my heart and all the patches and the electronic stuff, and it's easier for me to use a wheelchair. And generally, I am wheeled right through. I get to the top of the line. Everybody is just so accommodating and lovely to me. And then I get wheeled into the lounge, and I wait in my wheelchair until they call the flight. And I'm generally the first person boarded, unless there's another wheelchair passenger. And then it's a toss-up between whether it's that person or me that's first. Well, this time I arrived and I was done with all the clearances. I had an hour to go before my 11:30 flight to Columbus, Ohio, which is about an hour and a half flight. And before I left the house, I got an email from Amex telling me that my flight was on time. And I thought, oh, wow, this is terrific, because it was a really rotten day. It was snowing and sleeting, and okay. Well, I got there, and I had an hour before my flight left, which was acceptable. I'm sitting in my wheelchair, and I'm waiting.
We know where we went, trying for everything. We felt like we were kings when we were all the same.
The guy who pushes the wheelchair, who's been very generously tipped by me, often comes by before the flight leaves and is ready to take me on, wheel me onto the plane, which is very nice. And they'll often take me to the bathroom, which can be a problem with somebody who takes Lasix and has this dicey heart. Well, because of the traffic that day and the confusion and the changing of the gate and all that, nobody ever showed up to take me to the bathroom. And there is now 3 hours that I have to kill sitting in the wheelchair.
But wait, you can stand up and take yourself to the bathroom.
I know, but it looks a little peculiar if you're getting up out of your wheelchair to walk yourself to the bathroom.
Well, who cares? You're never going to see these people again.
I know, but it means leaving my suitcase, which is, I always carry a very small travel-on bag.
Okay, but you have the mobility to do that.
I did, and I didn't use it, because I kept expecting this guy to come back. Finally, the 11:30 flight is now announced for 1:30. We get boarded sometime after that, and I am last on board. And as I'm